Radio Daily for Weekend Eve. It is the 3rd of September. It is a Thursday, if you follow the old school. 2015, it's all the geek without the wait. And hello and good morning, and how the hell are you? We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us, you might follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, keeping up what's going down in all the geeky world, the stealth geeks that we are, trying to fit it in between all the sponsorabilities we have. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the guy that knows how to chastise somebody, it's Saucy.
What a dumb thing to do. I bet you wouldn't have done anything like this if Mom and Dad were here.
Oh, what, you gonna tell on me? Fine. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
This is as excited as I get about anything I can't eat.
Pretty much. Though I am pretty happy that magically the baby is randomly better. That's good. No projectile vomiting. Awesome. So, hey, what happened today, yo?
1639, Massachusetts attorney Thomas Letchford became the first lawyer in the American colonies to be disbarred.
Damn. 1813, the term Uncle Sam was used for the first time in the Troy Post in Troy, New York.
1930, the first electric passenger train in the U.S. developed by Thomas Edison began operation between Hoboken and Montclair, New Jersey.
1940, the world's first showing of high-definition color TV was presented. Where? How?
1951, Search for Tomorrow daytime soap opera debuted on CBS.
1966, the first public showing of Star Trek occurred at TriCon, a world science fiction convention held in Cleveland.
1967, the law went into effect that switched the direction of traffic in Sweden. On this day, motorists in Sweden began driving on the right side of the road instead of the left side.
The correct side. 1995, Tanya Harding, as lead singer for the Golden Blades, sang a 15-minute, three-song set as the booing crowd lobbed plastic bottles at the stage.
And in 1995, eBay was founded. Sweet. I would have loved to seen eBay in 1995.
Oh, dude.
Just like how it looked, the layout.
It looked pretty much the same. It really did.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed that much except for the addition of PayPal.
Yeah.
Because I've been, yeah. So birthdays. PayPal.
Garrett Hedlund is 31, Don Billingsley in Friday Night Lights, and Jack Mercer in Four Brothers.
Nick Westler is 37, that's Kyle and Roswell.
Got to go back to 33. My man Andrew McMahon is 33 today. Vocalist, pianist extraordinaire, Jack's Mannequin, Something Corporate, favorite.
Nicole Hills is 37, that's Brandy on In Plain Sight.
Ashley Jones is 39. Dr. Bridget Forrester on The Bold and the Beautiful, and Daphne on True Blood.
Claire Kramer is 41. That's Glory on Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Dominic West is 46. Detective James Jimmy McNulty on The Wire, and Kirk Cuddy in Rockstar.
John Fugelsang is 46, a co-host of America's Funniest Home Videos for 3 seasons, and does some fantastic tweets that are hysterical.
Costas Mandalore is 50. Mark Hoffman in The Saw movies.
Charlie Sheen is 50. Charlie on 2.5 Men. Charlie on Spin City. Charlie in Anger Management. He plays Charlie's a lot. He was Chris in Platoon and Bud on Wall Street.
Adam Curry is 51. Pioneered this little thing called podcasting. One of the early MTV VJs.
Well, he was a 90s MTV VJ with hair. And as far as pioneering podcasting, I believe the book was written by Evo and T. So there you go. Steve Shrippa is 58. That's Bobby Baccalieri on The Sopranos. And Leo on The Secret Life of an American Teenager.
Kate White is 64. American author. Editor-in-chief of Cosmopolitan magazine from 1998 to 2012.
Valerie Perrine is 72. Honey Bruce in Lenny. Charlotte in The Electric Horseman. And Miss Tessmacher in Superman.
Mort Walker is 92, cartoonist, created Beetle Bailey and High and Lois.
No longer with us, born this date in 1932, Eileen Brennan, Captain Doreen Lewis in Private Benjamin, the mother in FM, and of course Mrs. Peacock in Clue.
Albert DeSalvo, 1931, confessed to being the Boston Strangler.
Born 1913, Alan Ladd, Shane in Shane, and Nevada Smith in The Carpetbaggers.
Kitty Carlisle, 1910, actress and television personality, frequent guest panelist on What's My Line?
And Ferdinand Porsche, born 1875, an automotive engineer. What's on tonight, y'all?
Tonight is the Astronaut Wives Club and Mistress.
The finale of that nonsense over there, Mistresses. CBS new episodes of Big Brother and Under the Dome. Watch it while it lasts. They've canceled it.
Dateline NBC and Food Fighters on NBC.
Finale as well. Fox with a new episode of Boom.
Beauty and the Beast and Arrow on the CW.
ABC Family is showing The Goonies. So there you go.
Beyond Scared Straight, new episode as well as the finale on A&E.
AMC showing Predator and Predator 2 Electric Boogaloo.
Tanked on Animal Planet.
Disney Channel Sharkboy and Lava Girl, but not in 3D, so
Mission to Mars on Cinemax.
Over on FX, my least favorite Marvel movie, Iron Man 2, followed by new episodes of Sex, Drugs, and Rock and Roll, and Married.
New Party Down South on CMT.
FXX on The Simpsons, Lisa pretends to be a boy, and then she creates a school honor code. Different episodes.
New Naked and Afraid on Discovery Channel.
Game Show Network, new episodes of The Chase and The Chase and Chain Reaction.
Dirty Rotten Scoundrels on Encore.
That's such a good movie. IFC, new episodes of Documentary Now and Comedy Bang Bang, where Kid Cudi is now the star.
The Devil Wears Prada on HBO.
BBC America showing From Dusk Till Dawn. That's a great film for people that haven't seen it and have no idea what it is.
New episode of Mountain Men on History Channel.
Spike TV for Guys is showing Scarface.
Nightmare Next Door, new episode, Master Key Murder on ID.
Sci-Fi Channel, new episodes of Dominion and Geeks Who Drink. USA with a new episode of Graceland, but tonight we're going to be watching the Chiller Network because warring teenage gangs unite against androids placed in their high school to help keep order. Tonight, Malcolm McDowell and Stacey Keach both sort of guest star in The Class of 1999.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, there's not, because people were afraid to write in because they were waiting to see exactly how the baby's doing before wishing us well. Well, she's doing much better, and she was crazy sick, and we don't know why. For like, what, 12 hours?
She was a little bit warm earlier, but she's better.
So there we go.
She's playing today.
So we've actually had some kind of naps yesterday, and we'll get hopefully some naps today as well.
Yes.
We'll see how that works. If you'd like to wish us well with our naps, or maybe even sing us a lullaby.
Send us some naps.
Over an email. Send us a nap, won't you please? It's podcast Billy Flynn, Flinster, Saucy, all of us available at geekradiodaily.com. So if you kick back, relax in a moment, don't take a nap. We still have half a show to go to wrap up your weekend eve.
Last season, the citizens of Chester's Mill were
blinded by the light. A wall opened up and a butterfly took flight.
Julia and Junior are trapped across a ravine. Big Jim is closing in. And Melanie is alive? Only Wayne and Troy at the Under the Dome radio podcast can help you figure out
what in the hell is going on here?
Tune in this summer to
Under the Dome Radio.
Hey, this is Natanya Barron, author of Pilgrim of the Sky. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed, you are doing that very thing on this most magical of days, Weekend Eve.
Ooh.
That means it's time to get ready for the weekend, and the best way to do that is to start playing some games.
Greetings, Starfighter. You have been recruited by the Star League to defend the frontier against Zur and the Kodan Armada. Get ready. Prepare for blast off.
Video games develop hand-eye coordination and make kids into better human beings.
You shotten herring!
You are a scurvy louse. You are a slop bucket. You are a pus sludge.
Why do you have to read that in here? I'm trying to play a game.
One thing I know is that my allies and I had just obliterated the largest horde of rabid zombies I'd ever encountered, and then suddenly, Chief Wiggum 49 and Halo is my bitch 12 decided to frag me.
Oh, Lord, that'll happen. Lots of stuff out today for you to get fragged in. What is out, yeah?
Today on the Wii U, Year Walk.
Oh, it takes a year to do a walk?
You walk it.
Crazy. Gunman Clive 2 is out today for the 3DS and for the PC, the sequel to the original one, which had a very interesting art style. And there is an HD collection of both of them for the Nintendo itself.
Raiden 5, Overkill on the PC.
How many kills are overkills? That's crazy. Mario Golf is out. The Nintendo 64 version of it is in the shop that you can play on your Nintendo devices.
Arma Krog on the PC, Linux, and Mac.
Hyper Void is out for PlayStation 4 and PC. It's a single-player third-person space shooter that jumps players through stellar wormholes packed with high-action experiences.
Ooh. Tearaway Unfolded on the PS4.
Coming out for Xbox One and PC, Lovers in a Dangerous Space-Time. Tell me if this sounds familiar, Saucy. A two-player co-op micro-platformer where the players must control a pink spaceship by interacting with the systems inside of a ship.
Huh.
Sounds a little familiar, doesn't
it?
Strange.
That sounds like it would be an affordable space adventure.
Certainly does. So, yeah, that's what all you can play. And, yeah, we recommend affordable space adventures instead of that nonsense.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So director Kenneth Branagh, who has done some amazing films, and also did Thor. I'm not saying Thor's not an amazing film, I was just amazed they got Kenneth Branagh to do it. is going to be directing the film adaptation of the fantasy novel Artemis Fowl for Disney and the Weinstein Company.
I love that series.
Yeah, well.
That was one of my first, like, book series loves.
Nice. It's written by Ewan Colfer. It's been described as Harry Potter meets Die Hard. I don't know how that makes any sense. It follows a 12-year-old master thief, Artemis Fowl, who attempts to steal gold from mythical creatures known as the fairy people while going up against megalomaniacs bent on world domination. He's a so-called anti-hero and not a full-on villain in the novel, which gets it less and less like Die Hard as it is. But yeah, are you Artemis Fowl people? Kenneth Brown is bringing you a film.
Staying in fit is very important. Modern day society is basically trying to kill you at every turn.
Sounds vicious. How are you trying to kill me?
Now, of course, you can go during free membership period and get a membership and yada, 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 you know the spiel. Well, if you live in North Hollywood, you can go to a gym called Nerd Strong.
Okay.
It is a nerdy gym.
How so?
All of their, like, exercise routines and everything are based off of, like, characters. Like, from science fiction.
Okay.
Like, Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
They're, like, their poster boy, Mel, 320 pounds. He now weighs 273 pounds after 9 months of weekly Nerd Strong workouts. Mel's workout is called the Eye of Sauron.
Okay.
Every 3 minutes, the Eye of Sauron sweeps across the gym, and everyone has to hold a plank position until it passes.
Oh, God. Okay.
They have to do, like, weird... It's like that.
That make it different, make it interesting, make it fun.
We need that here.
I like that.
Richmond could pull that off.
Holy God, we need to pull back a Fit Club segment to do that. Dear Lord. CBS has revealed that the DC comic superhero that you might remember from Young Justice, Red Tornado, has been cast and will be appearing in an upcoming episode of Supergirl that's going to be happening. Actor Edo Goldberg, who's been in the films Defiance and The Tourist, and I think some show for WGN called Salem, will be playing Dr. T.O. Morrow and eventually be doing the voice for the Red Tornado, the synthetic android created by him. And yeah, he's going to be a bad guy at first that only Supergirl can stop. So they're going to go straight up action on this. Wow. So good for them.
So Red Tornado was like the watcher over...
the Young Justice.
Young Justice. Mm-hmm. That was... Okay, cool. Then I know kind of...
Yeah.
So Popcorn Time.
Ooh.
It's an app that people use. I think it's on Netflix. I think I've used it before, not knowing a very key important thing.
What's that?
Those movies are pirated illegal movies.
Really?
Really.
So the movies you found on the internet that are in theaters are illegally downloaded?
Yeah. The largest example of 16 Comcast subscribers who have been targeted in a lawsuit brought by Survivor Productions Incorporated. The 16 individuals were accused of using Popcorn Time to stream the Pierce Brosnan movie Survivor illegally. A similar lawsuit for the Adam Sandler movie The Cobbler has also been filed recently. Wonder how many of these people are getting sued and have no idea that they're watching illegal movies.
But Popcorn, I mean, there's an app on my Xbox with Popcorn, isn't there?
I know.
That's crazy, dude.
I know.
That's
like, who's, like, they don't, like...
The important question...
You gotta know what you're doing.
The important question, who the hell knowingly watched The Cobbler?
I don't know. I heard it was good, and I heard it was terrible, okay, and I'm afraid to watch it.
Yesterday, Hulu made a crazy announcement. They are offering a commercial-free subscription for Hulu. The thing about Hulu that I've complained about before and people told me to get over it is the fact that I watched the same two or three commercials 4 or 5 times when watching something on Hulu. Well, now, for $4 more than your $7.99 membership, for $11.99 a month, the new subscription gets rid of all the ads in the middle of your programming. You'll still get something at the beginning and still get something at the end, but in the actual show itself, nothing.
Good.
And that is good because that's what I want from a service to do that. I get that. It's expensive and you've got to show me ads. That's fine. But like I've said to some people who are big, staunch supporters of Hulu, I don't understand why I have to watch Seinfeld like I did in the 90s, which is stopping for commercials every 5 or 10 minutes. Just doesn't make sense to me. Not on old shows. New stuff, sure. So, good for you. Way to step up all of your digital providing services. Hulu, yesterday, Amazon. All of you fantastic folks. GOD is licensed with a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Make sure you come check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, and of course, stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Have the app. Carry it with you wherever you go. You never know when you're going to need a bell. You never do. Drop us a note. It's podcast Billy Flynn Flinster Saucy All at GeekRadioDaily.com. Have fun, everybody, on your way to DragonCon. We miss every damn one of you. And so, yeah, we will be then seeing you tomorrow, because we'll be here.
Right now, I wish I could crawl in a hole and pull it in after me.
Creeps like you should be in a cage.
Well, we have nothing big and flashy to show you this week.
You are all weirdos.
Well, someone's got to break the ice, and it might as well be me. I mean, I'm used to being a hostess. It's part of my husband's work, and it's always difficult when a group of new friends meet together for the first time to get acquainted. So I'm perfectly prepared to start the ball rolling. I mean, I have absolutely no idea what we're doing here, or what I'm doing here, or what this place is about, but I am determined to enjoy myself, and I'm very intrigued, and oh my, this soup's delicious, isn't it?